إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All you believe, all you who believe have the taqwa of Allah and do not die except in a state of Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the greatest of the characteristics and from the noblest of the habits of the Muslim is the characteristic of kindness and leniency, the characteristic of ar-rifq, being kind and being lenient and tolerant of others. This characteristic, in its vast meaning and its deep implications, is one of the most important characteristics taught to us by Islam. The definition of rifq. The definition of rifq is being easy and lenient in one's interactions with others, being lenient and kind in one's speech and one's doings, one's actions, taking things easily and returning back things gently and easily with others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ
Allah Most High and Gracious, He says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ He addressing the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is by a mercy from Allah that you are lenient and gentle with them, with the Sahaba. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ If you were harsh and had a thick heart, a hard heart, they would have fled from you. They would have gone away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ So overlook their faults. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ And seek Allah's forgiveness for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ And consult them in the affairs. It is this kindness. It is rifq. It is kindness that indicates that we should have mercy for all of the believers. We should have mercy and kindness for all of the believers. We should feel like a person taking care of somebody under his responsibility with gentleness, with kindness, with happiness and with flexibility in dealing with one another. The kindness and rifq, what it indicates is being far away from any type of violence and roughness and harshness. Being furthest away from violence in all its times when dealing with others. It means removing the coarseness and roughness in one's speech and removing the brashness and hard dealings in one's actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَخْفِدْ, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lower your wing to the believers. Lower your wing to the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ أَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحْسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The Prophet said, the most beloved of you to me on the Day of Judgment is the one who has the best character. The one who has the best akhlaq, the best character. And then he described this person, the one who lowers down his side to others. He's humble towards others. The one who joins others. يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. He joins other people together, and he himself is joined with others. يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. He tries to help bring other people together, and he gets closer to other people. The kind and lenient believer is the one whose speech and actions in all of their states are flexible and easygoing. Forgiving, mild and tolerant. Gentle and kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes this characteristic of the believer when He speaks of the servants of the merciful one. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. وعباد الرحمن, the servants of the merciful one, who are they? الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. When they walk on the earth, they walk hawna, gently and easily. And if the ignorant address them, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. If an ignorant person addresses them, says something harsh to them, he uses roughness with them, he does not respond in kind. He does not respond in the same harshness to the ignorant person who addresses him harshly. Rather, he responds in a better way. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They say, peace. This kindness, and this gentleness and leniency, when it exudes from a believer, it causes the one with a harsh and hard heart, when he feels the effect of this leniency and kindness and good character, it affects the hardness of that heart. And it causes the one who had a hard heart to change and to have a lenient and a loving heart. This is the effect of the kindness of the believer. It attracts the harsh hearts through its goodness and its kindness and easiness. And it changes the roughness of the harsh-hearted person into softness and gentleness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged this kind of kindness and leniency. And he encouraged us, the believers, to know the importance and the greatness of this characteristic of kindness, and that it has a great reward, and it is the cause of a great multiplication of one's rewards and raising them in ranks. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق. Indeed, Allah is kind and gentle, and He loves kindness and gentleness. And then he continued, and He gives through kindness what He does not give to other than it. Allah will give a person through kindness what He will not give him through other means, through other ways. The person who has kindness, the person who has rifq, this characteristic causes him to become beautified by it. And the person who lacks the kindness, who's coarse, who's harsh and rough, that characteristic causes him to be deficient and to have an ugliness. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, indeed, kindness is not found in a thing except it makes it beautiful. And kindness is not deprived or removed from a thing except it makes it deficient. It makes it lacking and ugly. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the characteristic of being lenient and being forgiving and tolerant is a cause for one to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That characteristic will bring the love of Allah to the believer. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, agreed upon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah is kind and gentle, and He loves kindness and gentleness in all matters. The hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, without kindness, without gentleness in our speech and actions, we lose out on a great amount of rifq. Without kindness and gentleness, rifq, then we are deprived of a great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ حُرِمَ الرِّفْقِ يُحْرَمُ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. The hadith is narrated by Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever is deprived of gentleness and kindness, then he is deprived of all forms of goodness. Whoever is deprived of kindness, then he's been forbidden all the forms of goodness. No. So, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, be kind, be gentle, be lenient, and be tolerant with others. Be lenient, be easy to deal with in selling and buying, in giving and taking, and your dealings with others. Be gentle and avoid rashness. Avoid hard-heartedness. Avoid roughness and coarseness in your dealings. Even in matters of goodness, even in matters of calling to good, giving dawah to the religion of Allah, calling to the deen of Allah, forbidding what is haram and commanding what is good, even in this, especially in this, we must exude and exhibit kindness and leniency. So if this is in the greatest of affairs, calling to the deen of Allah, so how about in our simple affairs, when we deal with one another? If calling to the deen of Allah, which is the greatest commandment, the job of the anbiya, we are commanded to have leniency and gentleness and kindness, then what about lesser things in our everyday dealings, with one another? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a beautiful hadith, shall I not tell you of the one who is forbidden for the hellfire, or the hellfire is forbidden for him? He said, the one for whom the hellfire is forbidden for him is kullu qareeb, every friendly, lenient, tolerant, and easygoing person.
كل قريب هين سهل مثلين.
رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Gathering of Muslims, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, kindness in its vast understanding and its deep implications, this is required from every individual. Every single Muslim is required to exude and exhibit kindness and leniency, rifq, in all of their affairs. The ruler with those under his authority. The judge when making judgments towards others. The father with dealing with his children and his family. The husband in the way that he deals with his wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good things to the people. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enjoined upon us, he commanded us with kindness. He said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالرِّفْقِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُحْشِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْعُنْفَ وَالْفَحْشِ. Rawahu al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, be kind, be gentle, be lenient, and stay away from coarseness. Stay away from harshness and brashness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is nothing that is heavier in the scales. There is nothing that is heavier in the scales of a believer on the day of judgment than good character. Good character. And Allah, He hates the obscene and the coarse person. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important types of showing kindness and showing rifq is a person who's in authority, a person who's in charge of workers underneath him, or who has people under his authority. He must show kindness to them and avoid being harsh with that authority and being rough with those under his dominance. Anas radiallahu anhu, he described his experience in dealing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I served the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years, and never once did he say to me, "Oof." 10 years, day and night, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, serving him in the home. He was under the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, never once did he say to me, "Oof." And never once did he say to me, for a thing I didn't do, or a thing that I did, why did you do that? And never once did he say to me, for a thing that I didn't do or I forgot to do, do that. But he dealt with him in a kind and gentle way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, regarding this, within the house itself, the importance of having the kindness with the people within the house and showing kindness to those that are within our home. He said, if Allah wants good for a home, He causes kindness to enter into the home. If Allah wants good for a household, He causes the people within the household to show kindness to one another. O Muslims, hold on to this beautiful and noble and great characteristic of kindness. If you do that, you will have the greatest rewards in the Jannah. And you will have happiness and goodness in this life. And you will have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about what would cause the people to enter the paradise the most. What would be the greatest cause of people entering Jannah? What is the cause that causes the most people to go into the paradise? He said, تَقْوَ اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. He said, having the taqwa, the obedience, the fear of Allah, and having the good characteristics. Having the good characteristics, the good and noble manners. This hadith was narrated by Tirmidhi, who said that it is a good thing. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah, have the obedience to Allah, because it is the source of every happiness and every goodness and every rectification and every success in both this world and the next. Have the taqwa of Allah until the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the worst of the characteristics, from the most ugly of the characteristics of a person, of the su' of akhlaq, is indecency in his speech. Speaking or acting or joking in an indecent, in a rough and brash way. This is from the ugliest of the characteristics. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي الْمِعَانِ. The believer, he does not curse other people. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي الْمِعَانِ. The believer is not a person who is always cursing others. وَلَا أَفْعَانِ. And nor is he always attacking others. وَلَا أَفْعَحِشْ وَلَا أَفْعَدِي. The believer, he is not one who curses. He is not one who attacks others. He is not one who is indecent or rough and brash. So every action that involves being rough and ugly and brash, then the Prophet ﷺ, he considered this making the person ugly. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ كَانَ وَمَا كَانَ الْفَاحِشُ فِي شَيْءٍ. There is not indecency in a thing, lewdness in a thing, except it makes it ugly. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is not lewdness found in a thing, except it makes it ugly. And there is not shyness found in a thing, except it makes it beautiful. It makes it beautiful. And finally, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, kindness for those in authority. Kindness of those in authority to those who are under their authority. The rulers who deal with those under their authority, they must have kindness towards the Muslims. They must show easiness and kindness and mercy and leniency towards those who they rule and those who are under their authority. And woe to those who take the authority over the Muslims, then they use their harsh words or their violent actions against them. Woe to them. Woe to them, as the Prophet ﷺ, he made the dua, O Allah, whoever you give authority over the Muslims and he harms them or he is harsh towards them, then be harsh towards him. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, And so this should be a reminder for every ruler or everyone in authority not to oppress those under their authority. And finally, I close with a reminder of all of us of the importance of having the love and the closeness for the knowledge and the people of knowledge. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, "There is nothing better after the obligatory actions than seeking knowledge." And Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, "If you want the dunya, then seek knowledge. If you want the akhirah, then seek knowledge. And if you want both of them, then seek knowledge." So respected brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the leniency towards our teachers and our shuyukh, and to have that love and devotion towards them so that we can benefit from the lessons and the knowledge that they impart upon us. And finally, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send blessings and peace on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الآل وعن الازواج. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ دماء المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اهدنا الى احسن الاخلاق لا يهدي لاحسنها الا انت. واصرف عنا منكرات الاخلاق لا يصرف عنا سيئها الا انت. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وطهر اعمالنا من الرياء وطهر السنتنا من الكذب وطهر اعيننا من الخيانه. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فبما رحمة ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم. تشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
الله أكبر.
Oh,